We're coming at you live. It's 97.5.
The squirt.
Yeah.
Nice, dude.
We're locked in.
Just easing.
Yeah.
Ah. Welcome back to Drop Dice, your favorite D&D podcast.
That's us.
Indubitably.
Coming back to Ukraine. We're gonna get our number 50 spot back.
We're not even going to try with the song.
Obsessed.
Huh?
Cruel boy.
That's pretty dope.
I'm Amber, your DM, as always. Let's go around and introduce ourselves.
I am Kronk Enator, murderer of innocence. I don't know.
True.
I mean, canonically, yeah.
We're locked in.
I'm Ben. I play Ack the Kobold, skink monk warlock of Ulrich, the one true god and the best god amongst all of them.
Real. Zach Rigor, Black Wolf Midnheim, newly minted temple guard of Ulrich.
Mm-hmm.
Fault Against the Terror, Defender of the Week.
So you're playing Fargrim, Dwarf Slayer, Slayer of Krakens, and all things evil.
Slayer of Krakers,
yeah.
Krakers.
Also, yeah, you probably house some crackers in your day, dog.
That's not what I was talking about.
Wow. Anyways.
Is he Django? Like,
yeah.
Where we are picking up, the most of the party is in the crypts under the Temple of Ulrich in Altdorf. Say that three times fast. Where they just, the head of the order and the head of the Altdorf chapter of the order helped them cast a Speak with the Dead spell on a corpse that they found having fought a kraken, who may or may not be the famed hero Tristo de Perone, champion of Zaan, former wielder of the Sunblade, which the party now has. Kronk just had a conference call with his dad and got the journal of Roland Lionfort.
It was a collect call. I paid in souls.
I was going to say.
Yep.
He got the book pretty fast, too.
You did, yeah. And now you're making your way to the library.
Yeah, fortunately, I had a helpful donor in the house to contribute to, you know, our collect call fees.
Yeah.
Anyways.
So who wants to go first?
I stuffed the body back in my fanny pack.
Okay. The body is back in your bag of holding.
And I was thinking,
so should we go back to partying? I don't know. This wasn't super helpful, but at least we know the sword is good. Do we just go back to partying?
Back to the rave. We can leave this corpse down here, right?
No, it's in Fargrim's fanny pack.
Yeah, it's in my fanny pack. My goal was maybe to go to the sun... Pat the thing in Babab
background
thing.
You want to go to the Temple of Zaan?
That
today?
After the rave, maybe.
I am going to the library to request every book that they have on this subject.
We can't really, like, it's Gregor's party. It would be really rude if we left early.
Yeah, I mean. Also, we're still pretty fucked up from the battle. Like, I think we need to sleep.
You're
it
also
off.
Just pretty fucked up.
Yeah. All right, we need to sleep it off.
No, Ulrich boosted me. I'm good.
Yeah, he boosted you, but...
Time to drink another half a beer.
Me and Fargrim over here kind of be going through a little bit.
Farge.
Good old me Farge.
And Farge. So I think we need to finish the rave, sleep it off.
Oh, finish the rave.
Priorities.
Get some back fist.
Yeah, sweating.
And then, maybe go check out the Sun Temple tomorrow and try to get a little more intel.
The party don't stop.
Okay.
What are we interjection? What?
Are we advertising Blue Cross Blue Shield?
What?
No, so it's just my pencil case. Though.
I was just like, it's just...
Sponsor us. No, okay.
Sponsored by your insurance company.
Yeah, just my pencil case.
Nice. Okay. I was just like, precarious position.
We are sponsored by... VB Health for all your supplement needs and FanRoll.
It's true.
We should maybe
for all your Gucci gaming.
Advertise those. Put a little protein.
Let's go finish the party.
Yeah. I guess.
I got the oils.
All right, I got the sunblade and this dead guy in my fanny.
Cool.
Right, yeah. Right in there.
I still got to put the dead guy back in your fanny.
Right up in my fanny.
Thank you to a lot. We kind of dropped the ball, but, like, thanks for trying.
Of course. They kind of make their way back upstairs. As you guys go back upstairs, is the sunblade still out?
No, I'm putting it in my fanny pack.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a full-on rave now. Most everyone's armor is off. It's just a lot of bare-chested men. Oh. You don't know where they got glow sticks from, but they got glow sticks.
Oh, so sweaty. It's so
sweaty. Called minor illusion.
Choose the bear.
Sweaty, hairy.
The fucking.
Yeah, I got minor illusion going. We got sparkles draining down.
All the windows have condensation.
Mm-hmm. All the minor illusion, like glove fucking shit. Yeah. All the glowing fingers fucking doing the lights.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah. There aren't a lot of female paladins of Ulrich, but they are also here.
Hell yeah.
They're having a blast, too.
My eyes just got so big.
Muscle mommy.
I'm out of here. I'm going to go to Gregor and be like, hey, man, I'm going to turn in. I'm proud of you. You have a good night. Enjoy your, party.
Yeah.
I'm heading out. I'm going. Okay. I'm walking away.
Cool. You do also, as this is kind of happening, the party's been going for like a while now. The door opens and it's like one of like the younger paladins bringing in, and there's just like
kegs.
There are kegs, but specifically a lot of women are flooding in. It seems like someone finally put a text out in the group chat to all of the wives and girlfriends.
Hold up, what? No, it's
good. Get the ankles, stat.
I'm a hit a hard pivot. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, okay.
You turn.
That meme of fucking DJ Khaled. It turns around.
But... yeah, I mean, I'm glad. I'm happy for him. He can have his fun. I'm going to start walking away, dragging my intestines behind me.
Okay. You're making your way to the What Is Tolden?
Yeah.
Where you're going to meet up with Kronk, who's definitely there.
I mean, I wasn't really planning on... I was just going to go to bed.
Ah, okay.
I mean, if he's there, cool, but...
cool.
My plan was just rack out.
I'm working hard. Hard at work.
I'm definitely shirtless, but still with the wolf robe.
Oh, 100%. It's tradition that's how this looks by the end of the night.
Just raving.
Yeah.
Just full.
I'm always shirtless. Yeah.
I thought Ack wore like a little girl's
No, there was a small boy's shirt. It was when I first met you guys. I wore the dress to the party for a while. And then once I became a warlock...
Then you started going naked.
Yeah, because I got the scales on my back that form a wolf head, I just let those hang fly.
Colors fly, hell dog.
Yeah. Got to represent.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
I'm going to press to digitate the intestines clean and then put them in a corner.
Unfortunately, your stone of prestidigitation can only do like 1 square foot.
Well, fuck.
Speaking of... roll me a constitution.
Oh, damn, you got a nipple infection, bro.
Again?
Oh, man.
You got to keep up on those nipples.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Is it a saving throw? Is that what we're doing?
Yes.
Or it is a save? Okay.
Just some mild necrosis.
15.
15? Oh, yeah, you're fine.
Might be a little
looks
puffy,
like it's healing
but...
well.
Yeah. Oh, my God. How long does it take for these fucks to heal?
A while.
Oh, my God.
In real
God.
Life, like 12 months.
Oh, my God. I hate this. What did I...
Hindsight.
All right. Yep. Okay, well, I can't clean this, and it's full of rocks now.
So, Kronk, you're making your way to the library.
Yeah.
Okay.
Stepping.
Oh. You make way. There's a young gentleman at the front desk. He seems to be like studying intently as you walk in.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me, sir.
Kind of like jumps a little bit. Yes. Yes.
My name is Kronk Enator. I am here searching for some knowledge in your archives regarding the champion of the sun god. And the loss of the sun blade. If you have any tomes or anything like that, I would appreciate assistance in finding them.
I believe we have a few tomes on that. Are you with the college? Are you with an organization?
I am with the...
your mom's house?
I'm the Lord Inquisitor in Matorka. However, I am here in collaboration with the Temple of Ulrich, and we're currently investigating it.
Do you have a seal from them?
I don't believe so, no. My companions are there right now. I came to look for any of this.
Unfortunately, to use the university library, if you're not a student of the university, we will need someone to vouch for you. one of the city heads. If you are close with the Wolves of Ulrich, you could have their head priest write you a letter. Some of our books are very ancient, and as I'm sure you being a scholar understand, they're very fragile and delicate, so we just need to vet people before they can come in, before we let, especially the books you're looking for, some of our older books.
What if you make a charitable donation?
It's not bribery, it's charitable.
Well, as I said, I am the Lord Inquisitor in Matorka. I am on the council. I do have like a badge of office, if that would help.
Unfortunately, Matorka is not part of our library system.
Of course not.
So how can
we rectify that?
If you could have your librarian in Matorka write to our librarian. I don't know all of the exact details of how it works, but I know that like your library talks to our library, talks back to your library, and we kind of like then we'll include it in the system. So if you like take a book from one, you could take it to the other one and credentials would carry over.
What if I was to make a sizable donation? Would someone be able to just be in attendance and be present to monitor?
How sizable? Like, I can go get my boss. I don't really handle the finances.
I'd love to speak to my manager.
just one moment. They're gonna like stand up, kind of like close all of the things they were studying and kind of like scamper off.
Time to break out the checkbook.
Like a minute or three later, like this like older woman comes by, like full librarian robe. She's got like the pencil bun going.
Okay.
So like you know she means business. She's got her scowl down pat.
Nice.
What time of day is it?
It's like
noon.
Yeah, noon-ish. It's like
it was
like
midday.
You guys
when we
were
went to
raving Ulrich. For okay. a while, so it's like two
late
or
afternoon
yeah.
or early afternoon somewhere in there.
Mid afternoon.
Okay. Good afternoon. My name is Kronk Enator. As I was stating, I am the Lord Inquisitor of Matorka. I am here on business with the Temple of Ulrich, and we are investigating the Champion of the Sun God, the Loss of the Sun Blade, and was hoping that I could have access to some of your historical relics to research this.
Tomes.
These tomes? Yeah, that's the word I'm looking for. I was blanking.
And you don't have a letter of introduction.
I unfortunately do not. However, I do have my, like, signs of office. I have my signet. I am a lord of Matorka. I understand that they're not a part of your system. I would actually like to rectify that when I get home. However, for now, I was hoping that maybe you could make an exception. I'm more than willing to make a donation, both monetary and a contribution. I'll pull a book out of my pack. It is the book on history and future divination. I would also be willing to donate this to your library. However, this is extremely urgent. We're currently investigating to see if we could recover this relic, and we are trying to combat the resurgence of the Lord of the Dead in the south. So I assume that you can understand the urgency of the situation.
I do. I'm sure you understand the urgency of protecting these books with everything that's been happening. If you would like to make a donation, we are more than willing to take it. But unfortunately, there's still some red tape we would need to go through. We take donations. We do not take bribes. And unfortunately, we do still need to do our due diligence and vet people before they can go into the ancient archives.
Naturally. Is there any way that you could send a runner to the temple and maybe like attend with me until they return and we can maybe get the ball rolling here? I have no doubts that they would be fine with sending something back. This was kind of like an impromptu thing. I wasn't planning to come here until I was informed by one of my colleagues of the urgency of like the need for this information. Mm-hmm. So I was not able to acquire this while I was at the temple.
I can, of course, send a runner.
Okay, perfect. Awesome.
They're all drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah, they send, more like the, end up sending the kid that was there at the front desk just goes running off towards the temple.
Okay, perfect.
What kind of donation were you planning?
Well, I do have this that I believe would make a good addition to the collections, and I give them the book, the divination book. And then I will give them...
Naming for wings starts at 50,000 gold.
50,000 gold.
For a named
how much
wing.
Money I got.
you hit him with the so named wing, gold. And that's exactly what Kronk wants.
I'm just like, It's 10 platina or 10 gold per platinum?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You should have enough.
I'm not going to blow it on that.
Come on. A named wing in the Altdorf Library?
We have more
library?
Important things to spend this money on.
Like what?
I could buy a whole army.
Like what? We have armies.
Unfortunately, have as armies. Much as I would love to take that opportunity, I need to save that money for like warfare. And funding our campaign, so I cannot, unfortunately, donate to that extreme. However, I am happy to donate, I'll do 100 platinum.
And for we would be more than willing to add you to our donor plaque with that amount.
Excellent. That'd be great.
What name would you like on the plaque?
Kronk Enator.
Kronk Enator. Okay.
Donor.
Gold star.
It was, you said 100 platinum?
Yeah. That's still a lot of money.
Yeah. 10,000 gold?
Yeah. At this point, you guys have been talking about this and like how, like, what font you want it in. Like, she shows you where the plaque is. The runner comes back. Ma'am, I'm very sorry. It appears that the Wolves of Middenheim are in the middle of a very important religious festival and are not to be disturbed.
Real deep in the worship here.
Oh, yeah.
That's because my companion, we just came back and defeated a Kraken.
Oh, my.
And I believe that they had a celebration for him for, like, his ascension to being a temple guard. Very big deal for them.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize that they were not going to be taking a visitor.
They just said that all of the head priests and clerics were indisposed and were not able to because they were overseeing these religious ceremonies.
Is there any chance that you're willing to just take me at my word real quick here so that we can do this? And I am very positive that tomorrow.
Roll persuasion.
You're good at that.
I am. Kind of. Not amazing. Do the thing. 22.
I can show you and oversee your visit. I just know that, like, some of the more ancient tomes, like, we would not be able to give you access to. Like, we can take you to, like, the general books, but we probably could not take you into, like, the ancient archive room.
Okay. With the general books, am I able to check those out?
You can read whatever you would like in the library, but the books cannot leave the library.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Would I be able to just come back tomorrow with that?
Of course. Anytime you want to come back, okay. That's very fine. But unfortunately, yes, we cannot have you in the archive room.
Okay. I mean, that's fine.
Without the proper paperwork.
We'll see where we end up, and if I need to come back tomorrow, I will. I appreciate all of your time and assistance.
Of course.
Sorry for the inconveniences.
Your donation was very great, very generous. We appreciate it.
Seems like an excellent institution.
That we were not able to aid you further.
That's fine. I appreciate your respect for knowledge and your historical documents.
May Sigmar light your path.
Surely.
Okay.
I'm gonna head out. I'm gonna head back to the tavern.
Okay. Yeah, it takes you a little bit. You do have to cross the river. Are you waiting for Gordon to come back?
Sure.
Okay. Gordon comes, gives you
Gordy.
A delightful.
What are his hours?
All day.
He literally just follows us around the city from afar.
On God.
Hi, Gordon. How you doing?
Doing wonderful. How was the temple?
It was great. Thanks for Thanks for watching. What do you do with your time, Gordon? Any hobbies?
I ferry people around the city.
I see that. Well, I need to head back to the tavern. Toss him a gold.
Much appreciated. I will get you as close as I can.
Thank you for your service.
Mm-hmm. You did see, like, right before he saw you, he was, like, about to have, like, a small family on his boat. And then, like, as they were walking up, he just, like, went back into the canal and, like, spun around to pick you up.
Of course.
It's hard to miss you coming, so.
True.
So, yeah. He drops you off. You make your way to the wettest hole. Okay. It's popping inside.
It is so wet.
Okay.
It's not. It's not like
damp.
Do I see Fargrim? Is he around? Is he
Farge.
What's he
doing? Farge. Farge in the house.
I would say yeah. Like you do end up getting there at about the same time as Fargrim then, because Fargrim spent a
time
while in the temple. Like it took him a little time to get.
I thought this
here.
Was taking longer. You participate in the room. I will spend some time just kind of hanging out in the city.
Oh, you don't want to be there at the same time as Fargrim?
No, I want to take a while to get back. Okay. Like a couple hours at least.
Oh, okay. So Fargrim, you get to the wettest hole. Oh, it's popping.
Mm-hmm.
So damp.
It's about as damp as any other tavern.
Moist.
As any other tavern.
Nice.
It's the moistest. The dampest.
I would like to clarify that I am staying in the vicinity of the library. Just kind of checking out shops, hanging out.
Okay.
Being present. Having an alibi.
Gotcha.
You know, the works. Okay.
What time is it? Are shops still open?
It's yeah, like it's like the middle of the afternoon.
It's like midday.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking it's like nighttime.
Because they're raving.
We're raving.
They're throwing a party with all the fucking
with all the windows closed.
Out.
Yeah. It's like when you go to a casino and there's no windows, so you can't really tell what time it is outside.
Or when all you go to the movie theater and it's 3 hours later and it's sunny out.
I didn't realize that. Okay, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go upstairs. I'm going to unload the intestines in the main room.
Are you getting a room first?
I thought we had like a perma room here.
No.
All right. Yeah, I'll get a room.
Okay. We did try buying the place, but he said no.
That was the other one.
Oh, that's a wet hole.
Can I try buying this one?
Unfortunately, as you can see, business is going. Yeah. I'm quite happy with what I'm up to. If you're looking to buy an inn, I hear the Sigmar's Hammer might be going up for sale.
Yeah, but
sounds
like
lame.
Franchise.
Yeah.
We're pretty brand loyal.
I like my place wet.
We are the wettest. Don't let my brother tell you otherwise. We are the wettest hole.
Oh, wow.
All right, here we go. Yeah, it sounds like you guys, really utilize a lot of Vitella Boost soaking wet here.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Soaking wet.
We've boosted all of our loads.
Clearly.
Clearly. All right. Well, I respect that energy. And that being said, I will just take a room.
A room. That's good. We don't have a lot left.
Okay.
How long would you like to stay with us?
As of right now, let's just play it by ear. We'll just do a night for now. How many rooms do you have left?
I have two currently available.
All right, I'll just get both right away.
Oh, okay.
Because I got a couple. You know them. Mm-hmm. We've been here before.
Oh, yes.
The whole.
That will be
team.
8 copper pieces then.
Okay. I'm going to.
Or I'm sorry, 8 silver pieces. That's me, Amber, saying it wrong.
No, you're good. This wasn't the place where we busted through the window, was it?
Busted through a window.
Remember when someone threw me out the window?
Oh, no, that wasn't this place.
That wasn't this place, right?
No.
Okay, cool.
I don't think we've broken anything here yet.
Okay, cool.
No,
okay.
That was,
I got thrown out a window at my house.
Oh, you, okay. All right.
Yeah,
that was the one in Sartosa. We fucked that one up pretty good.
Yeah, okay. We fucked that. Yeah, that's the one.
All right.
Bro, I was like, we're taking the
so we
might
want to
pay extra just in case, okay. But like.
Yeah, I'll just, you know what? I'm just going to toss you 2 gold just because there's a lot of people staying in these 2 rooms, so.
Much appreciated.
We're just going to pile in.
Don't want to ruin our reputation with the brothers.
Yeah.
We tend to break things.
What's break really?
Maybe don't tell him that. Well, I mean, you're not here.
That's why we pay so much.
We're fucking financing the remodeling of these places.
Yeah. Anyways, okay.
We
so,
pay
I mean,
so much.
I'm gonna go upstairs. I'm gonna unload the intestines. I'm gonna clean up the blood off me because I'm looking rough. And. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to get ready and I'm going to go downstairs. I'm going to ask if I can have an ale to go.
Absolutely. He has one like it's like
road beer. To-go cup.
Yeah, it's frothy. It's all ready to go. You paid enough that if he doesn't get the mug back, he doesn't care.
Okay, cool. All right, thank you much. And then I think I'm just going to like kind of go for a midday stroll.
Okay.
Nothing specific. Yeah. I'm just going to...
City's popping. A lot of stuff's going on.
Yeah. Any festivals?
Nothing too big. It is market day, so there's a lot of people here for the market. It's Altdorf. Like, there's always something happening.
Okay. You know, I have a question. Is there anywhere I can go to magically, like, get some kind of enchantment to have my bag of holding kind of, like, be permanently around me? Like, to where, like, no one can just, like, unlatch it and try to take it from me? Like, is that a thing?
I've heard there's a magic shop that appears in an alleyway. They might have something. I believe that they're connected to the Fae Realm. That seems like something they would be able to do. He's going to give you some, like, kind of weird, complex directions.
Yeah.
You do recognize that you went there with Jurgen.
Okay.
That was the one where he was like, oh, you're not going to fit through the door, and then you fit through the door just fine.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Can I roll, honestly, I'm pretty good with direction, being a dwarf. Mm-hmm. But can I roll to figure out, you know, if I can figure out how to get back there?
Yeah, roll a nature check.
Sick.
Eck is currently throwing up in someone's shoe.
Or, I'm sorry, a survival check.
Beautiful. That is a 22.
22. You get there so easily.
Awesome. All right.
Yeah, you get there. You kind of, like, pat your way down until, like, your hand goes through the wall. You step through, and you are in a very familiar, very kind of, like, musty, magically, like...
I like it musty.
It's musty. There's, like, incense. There's just, like, a lot of smells.
Beautiful.
And just this kind of, like... It's a different voice than last time. It's, like, cool, feminine voice. Being, welcome. What brings you here?
Hi. I don't know if you remember me, but my name is Fargrim. And I've come here to see if you can help me with potentially getting some sort of enchantment.
Okay. As you walk in, you do see it's this, it's an elf woman with like really long blonde hair and like a dress sitting behind the desk. Like,
nice.
Like,
oh, I too have long hair.
We do not often see your kind here. Welcome. I do not have any of the prejudices of our ancestors.
Well, thank you for
prefacing
that.
I have
that.
A shop, and if you come here and spend money, who am I to judge who comes in?
Okay. I have money, and
wonderful.
If
I have magic items.
What you claim that you're saying right now, then hopefully you can help me.
Wonderful.
Smooth.
Okay.
Smooth. Like silk.
All right. It's like, I just don't want to get screwed over. And this is, it feels weird now.
Why'd you have to go and make it not racist? Now Fargrim's uncomfortable.
Oh, okay. I guess, so let me just, I guess, tell you what I'm looking for and see if you can help. Really what I want is a way to enchant my bag of holding, my fanny pack here, so that it cannot be removed by anyone other than, I guess, me, if I wish to remove it.
You wish it tethered to you.
I suppose, yeah. Just because I have a lot of valuables in here, and I don't want anyone to...
Just staple it to yourself.
Yeah, just get it grafted into your body.
I thought about getting it sewed, but I feel like, you know, if... Yeah.
Use that butt pocket.
Here's the thing,
jail
right?
Pocket.
Like, if I,
prison
right, like,
wallet.
If I try to, like, move in a certain... I don't want to try to, like,
so
you know,
many
rip that. Yeah.
Yeah, you can't handle your nipple rings. Like,
hey, guys.
Suture line would be a nightmare.
Guys.
I believe that's something I can do.
Yeah.
Yes, give me... I will need an ounce of your blood.
Okay.
A lock of your hair.
I don't trust this at all.
Can I roll Arcana?
Yes.
Surely.
I'm not there.
I
don't trust this.
I trust it.
We'll also need a secret of your soul.
What?
We're cooking.
Who is this person? I'm sorry.
What? And it will magic take item about person. 5 months to do this.
What?
It's the dude at the magic item store.
Yeah.
Sorry, just...
This is the lady behind the desk.
Arcana, you said?
Arcana.
11.
Seems like some fey bullshit, dude. 11. I don't...
Mm. You do know crafting magic items takes a lot of like really weird things. It's possible that linking it to you... You don't know a lot of how magic works, so maybe these are like parts of you so that you don't have to sit here for 5 months while she does this. But it is kind of weird.
I feel like taking 5 months to do, like in my mind, I was like, oh, it's just going to be like a
no magic
like enchantment.
Enchanting takes a long time.
Yeah. Tragically. I've learned this
well, I don't know
trying
that.
To do things like
no,
this.
No, you don't. You...
Right. Okay. Is there anyone else here by chance?
Just me today.
Anyone that can do it in like, I don't know, 5 hours.
Yeah. Like have this shit by tomorrow or
unfortunately it's just me today. Usually I work in the back doing the enchanting, but it's hard to get good help these days. And she looks and you see like this little like mouse sitting on one of the shelves. It just kinda like scampers away.
Is the mouse your help?
No.
It was.
It's not helpful.
So
it's okay. A mouse.
Alright. Well, okay. So maybe you need my blood, my hair, a secret.
Yes, to connect it to your soul. Your body and your soul.
So it can't be taken away from you.
Or if you would like to sit here for 5 months while I enchant it, that is also an option. But I assumed you had better things to do.
I do.
If you don't, I mean, we can strike a different deal.
Is there like a different kind of enchantment that might be... of similar qualities, but...
Faster.
I guess different.
I mean, I suppose I could just meld it to your flesh, but that seems quite painful, so I don't typically do that. It's always a first for everything, though. Hmm. Kind of, like, looks up and starts, like, thinking.
I'm gonna have to think about this. Okay, how much would this cost me?
This would cost you... For this basic enchantment, taking the full 5 months,
your life,
about 6,000 gold.
6,000 for this basic, and these words are not lining up. I'm gonna leave, and I'm gonna talk to my associates about this.
Talk to whoever you wish. This portal to where does this portal go to?
Portal of what?
Where were you before you came here?
The wet hole.
Which is in...
Altdorf?
Altdorf. I will be here in Altdorf for another... She kind of looks at like this like weird sundial, which it's inside, so you don't know how the sundial works. But she looks at her sundial. She's like, I'll be here for another 2 sunrises.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. I am going to go try to talk to my buddy who knows about this stuff. Because I don't.
Have a wonderful existence. Enjoy the next 24 hours.
You make me uncomfortable. I'm going to...
I hear that a lot.
Okay. I'm going to go now.
Okay.
I'm going to walk away. Cool. I'm going to walk away. I'm going to go try to find Kronk.
Okay.
I'm going to go back to the wet hole because he said that he was tired. Or wettest hole. Because he said he was tired and wants to nap because his body was spasming. So I'm going to go see if he's napping and try to wake him up.
As you leave, it's kind of weird. It was like mid-afternoon when you went in there, and you were only in there for like a couple minutes. But the sun's like starting to set when you leave.
Of course it is. Okay, back to the wet hole, wettest hole.
Okay. Gronk, how long do you meander around for?
A couple hours. A
couple hours. Okay, yeah, you...
3-4 hours, probably.
Yeah, I mean, Fargrim was gone for about 3 hours, so you guys get there.
That took 3 hours?
That took 3 hours.
That uncomfortable conversation took 3 hours?
Yes.
I hate it here.
Interdimensional chops and timey-wimey planetary. Things.
I hate it here.
Yep.
We intergalactic.
So, you guys get there?
Yeah.
Kronk, when you get there, do you just get a room and head up? Are you hanging out at the bar?
There shouldn't be any more rooms left.
Yeah, I'd ask for a room.
Unfortunately, sir, we are all booked up.
By who?
Clients. I'm not really at liberty to tell you the names of all of my clients?
Was it the big armored dude who looks like a little lost but confidently lost? Was it a little black lizard man? Or was it the really short, really wide dwarf with the peacock hair that barely fit through the door?
I have not seen any of the people you're describing.
That's a good barkeep.
Literally with that group. None of them have been here to reserve rooms.
I mean, according to you, we're all partying still.
I'm definitely still raving, bro.
Well, like, normally we're the only ones that roll up to these places and just rent the joint out.
I mean, they only had two rooms left.
None of those people. I have not seen any of those people.
Fuck!
I respect him.
You got no rooms?
No, unfortunately, we're booked out.
What if I just bid the person out?
That's not how this works.
It could be. I got money, you got rooms.
And I also have rooms that are filled, and I am a man of my word.
When do I come in?
Very shortly, soon here.
Fine.
Crunkhead's not getting
I'm going to take my patronage and extensive depths of wealth to another establishment.
Have a wonderful day.
Fuck.
As you're leaving, you see Fargrim come in with his bright blood red hair.
See that? Look at the barkeep. I'm like, you motherfucker.
I forgot you changed your hair.
What about a dwarf with red hair? They been here reserving rooms?
He just like puts his hand up and goes, oh,
you
bitch. The bar.
You know I'm with them, you ass.
I'm gonna wink at him.
All the time.
I'm gonna wink at him and toss him a gold.
He just catches it, goes back. He's like grinning. He's like kind of like giggling to himself. Just like,
hey. I respect it because I respect a man who doesn't give away who his clients are.
Yeah, dude.
But I'm with the client.
He doesn't know that.
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
You don't know
that. He sees us here all the time.
No, you guys were here for like 3 days, like 2 weeks ago.
That's so much time for us to be in a location.
Yeah, but for him, you're just another like group of people.
Yeah, but that's not my problem. That's his problem.
Yeah,
I feel like we stand out.
Yeah, but
yes, but also, he's a barkeep who probably sees a lot of really weird people.
Sees a lot of 7-foot-tall Goliaths with 3-foot-tall,
well, I'm sure,
500-pound dwarf.
I'm sure he also like sees a lot of adventurers who split. You know what I mean?
The Reddest Hole is really popular.
Not a lot of parties stay together as long as we have stayed together.
I would like to go upstairs now. Thank you.
Well, hold on, buddy. I have a question.
What?
What are you?
So tired.
Well, you literally left the party 6 hours ago to nap.
I'm so sleepy.
And then you guys, Gregor hit me up about the interrogation thing you guys are doing.
That was like 2 minutes.
Yeah, so I went to the library to look for more information on the subject. I haven't been here yet, and I would like to go to bed.
Well, it sounds like a you problem.
It is.
I have a question.
It's a big problem for me.
You chose to go to the library. That's on you.
How dare I try and help you guys?
Well, you should have napped.
I should have. Hindsight. But I brought a book back, which I think is super helpful. Where's everyone else?
They're fucking partying.
Of course they are.
Still throwing up in a second boot now. That's what Axe doing.
So I went to this like fairy enchantment place.
Of course you did. What's up?
I don't appreciate this attitude.
I am exhausted.
You are making me exhausted.
Good.
Okay. Well, there's this elf chick, and I was asking her if I could get my bag of holding enchanted to me so that it can't be taken from me. Mm-hmm. And she's telling me that she needs my blood and hair and some, like, deep secret in 5 months and some, like, really, like, obscure things to do this. Is that normal? Does that sound right to you? Just for, like, getting a fanny pack enchanted?
22 arcana check.
It's definitely not the weirdest ingredients you've heard of for an enchantment. Enchanters can be kind of weird, and if it's something this personal, you would need something from that person. So maybe it doesn't need to be blood and hair and a secret of the soul, But that's definitely, like, fits the vibe of, like, the kind of thing you would need.
Okay, so I am not an enchanting specialist, but from my experiences and my understanding of how generally magic like that tends to work, that doesn't sound super off. Mm-hmm. It kind of depends on the type of magic being used, like ingredients and like stipulations on how things are done with like the kind of rules of it. The timeline sounds accurate. I've tried having things enchanted and they always fucking hit me with these long ass wait periods. So yeah, I guess enchanting takes a really long time.
Okay. Those 6,000 gold also sound reasonable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound unreasonable. I mean, what were you having enchanted?
Just my bag of holding.
Bag of holding. Okay. I mean, it is already a magic item, but in order to do the like a new magic effect of like that depth, it probably would be pretty expensive. Mm. I mean, that's honestly not even that bad, all things considered. Crafting magic items tends to take a really long time and be really pricey. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I don't know. It's kind of weird, but then again, like you went to like some fey elf and their magic might just be like that. I don't know either, but I mean, all things considered, it's probably not worth it. It's gonna take 5 months. We don't even know if we'll be alive in 5 months.
Yeah,
true.
Hopefully. And she just I felt like I couldn't trust her, you know. I feel like she was gonna do something else with
that's
my
fine
blood.
Just go with the gut instinct then. Yeah, maybe find a more reputable caster next time. I don't know. Sure. I'd say probably just drop that one and go a different route. Maybe buy like a really nice chain. Just attach it to your belt.
My navel rings.
Not that. Just imagine someone yanking at that and that would be unpleasant.
It would be unpleasant.
So yeah, maybe you could buy like an adamantium chain
or
something like that and just like a really nice belt buckle.
All right.
Big like Texas style belt buckle.
You just lock that shit down on your person.
Okay, yeah, maybe I'll just go that route then.
It's easier.
All right, well, I got two rooms. Obviously, we all have to share side rooms, so here's a key.
Awesome, thank you. I'm going to go get some sleep. We'll probably have to wait till tomorrow to reconvene, because I'm assuming they're going to not even show up until tomorrow.
I wouldn't bother them.
Yeah, so I guess we'll reconvene. Boot. I found some information at the library
in the
that could be really
tipsy.
Useful. Probably just wait till everyone's here to go over it so we don't have to fucking go through it again.
Yeah, let's go to bed.
All right, cool. I head upstairs, fucking zonk out.
Okay. You go. You take a nice long rest.
Nice.
You guys... raving it up.
Oh, yeah.
It's a co-ed rave now.
Thank God.
Oh, hot.
Like a more co-ed rave. There were always women there, but there weren't a lot of them.
It's a real Ulrich sausage fest at start, mm-hmm. but... Yeah.
Everybody's oiled up.
Everybody.
The oil and mead.
Well,
Every, like, couple hours, one of the high priests, like, says a blessing over a specific cask of ale so that it... will like regenerate hit points.
That's dope.
Nice.
And so that, you know, that's the so party dope. Can keep going without people getting like overly intoxicated.
Mm.
There's like a designated lay on hands corner.
That's
to
so
remove
so
drunkenness.
So how many hit points have I regained?
Booth.
Yeah. Yes.
How many hit points have I regained?
I mean, how many times do you swing through?
Constantly.
Yeah.
I mean, also seeing you guys have been like beat to shit.
Yeah, I'm actively still bleeding.
Yeah, you guys get healed up. You guys are back at full health.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Do I get my spell slots back too or no?
No, because you haven't taken a long
rest.
Got
it. Just wanted to ask.
Just so I didn't want to assume. Yeah, dude, I'm just straight vibing. Yeah, just.
I'm on Gregor's shoulders. Sandstorm is playing.
I think
we just pass out in the barracks here.
Yeah, I think eventually we're gonna crash. probably like as the sun's coming up, we'll probably end up fucking. Mm-hmm.
The party's still going, and there's enough paladins with lay on hands that no one is getting exhaustion. You guys are just still
never mind, dude.
Yeah, then we're just still
keep
going.
Keep it going.
Yeah, we just keep it going.
My spell slots, dude.
Who needs them?
Gregor, you haven't. It's been a long time since someone joined the Temple Guard. But you remember the parties usually last for like
days,
up to like, I think the longest one on record was 2 weeks.
Jesus.
That's so dumb.
I'm gonna do not have that kind of time.
We do not have that time, but we can do an all nighter. When I see the sun starting to come up,
You can't see through the windows. It's like fully dark inside. It's been
like
fully
I said,
dark
like
inside.
It's like a casino. You can't
fuck
see the sun.
Yeah, dude, we're just vibing. They'll come get us at some point.
Yeah, they'll get worried.
Yeah.
And then we'll just sleep on the road. It's fine.
Yeah, dude. We'll just fucking rack out on ox.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your ox is back in Metorca, right?
We'll get it, dude.
Yeah, we'll get ox the ox.
Logistics is never... That's been our strong suit.
Hell yeah.
Realistically.
Oh yeah. Supply lines.
So...
Zip-zapping.
You guys wake up. It's been a nice, chill night. I'm assuming you guys slept in separate rooms?
Yeah.
Because you usually bunk with Gregor.
Yeah.
Cool.
Great.
Yeah, nice night.
I'm wearing my PJs.
Yeah.
Bougied up. My silks. Got my slippers on.
Does Edgar have matching PJs?
Of course he does.
Okay. What's the thread count on that?
All of them. I'm going to head down. I'm going to get some breakfast.
Okay.
Breakfast.
Yep, some breakfast.
I like to think you guys come back to the Temple of Uruk and Darut
we'll
Sandstorm
there.
Is still playing.
Yeah. Just doom, doom, doom.
Well, yeah, I'm going to have brekkie. I'm going to have some coffee. I'm going to head upstairs. I'm going to change into my travel attire. Not my full armor.
Okay.
Because I need to head outside and do my routine.
Of course.
I won't do it nude because we're in a public space.
It is appreciated.
I respect
this
the law.
This one's forbidden, huh?
Somewhat. But yeah, I'm going to get my
two people yesterday.
Morning sunrise salutations and my burpees in.
Okay.
Head upstairs, get all my gear.
Nice.
Get ready.
Okay.
I'm going to wake up.
Drank.
makeup.
I'm gonna have a sip of ale, brush my teeth with it.
For sure.
And then I'm gonna try to meditate and talk to my necklace again.
Mm. Okay.
Mm. Haven't done that in a while.
Roll me a persuasion check.
Persuasion.
Why'd you leave it? Mm-hmm. On the table?
Not good at that.
I've got it.
15.
15.
The vibe, like opening of the movie Blade.
I've got negative charisma.
The necklace does not speak with you.
Damn.
What do I have to do with you? Let me love you. All right.
You just get me back as you're like mentally screaming, just let me love you. You're back. No.
Damn, dude.
Me talking to my cats.
Damn it.
Yo, brass instruments exist in this universe, right?
Yeah.
Nice.
You can get brass things.
Okay.
I don't know. I
mean, you're in like the age of like
John Cena theme.
Trunk
adamantium. Like brass isn't that hard to come by.
Trunk drops everything and just dedicates all of his time to learn the trumpet.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Call me Timmy Trumpet.
The trombone.
Cool.
Okay. So it just says no.
Yeah, it just says no.
Okay.
I'm waiting outside. I'm going to shout in and be like, yo, Fargrim.
Yeah.
I'm heading back to the temple. You coming?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Get stepping once Farge comes down.
Okay.
Damn. So we're going to roll back up to the temple. Mm-hmm. Of course, outside, we're just going to hear like, mm-hmm. till the break of dawn. Just fucking trumpets popping up.
There is a guard at the gate. He is in his armor. But it's like smeared with like glow paint.
Nice.
That's so sick.
He's got kiss marks, like lip marks all over. So
he does have a very prominent hickey.
Yeah.
Nice. I love this.
Bro, we'd be out like, here.
Yeah,
walk up just gonna see that just take it all in.
Marks, yeah.
Nice.
Can I help you, sir?
I don't know. I'm assuming that Gregor and Ak are still in there just vibing it up.
The festival is ongoing, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we're just gonna
go in and
grab them
for them, maybe. Or yeah, okay.
Well, you're part of their traveling companions, right?
Yeah, correct. We were here partying last night.
You're more than welcome to come back in.
Okay,
all right, that's it.
All right,
Let's go.
Me and Quag are currently in a dance battle.
This is like the most friendly you guys have ever been, as you're like fighting for dominance in this fight.
He's definitely winning. I'm basically Ray Gun from the Olympics.
I'm gonna go with
Ack is like, on the ceiling casting minor illusion to do like glow sticks around him.
Seeing like the vibe of the place, I'm just gonna put my hands up and be like, as I try to walk toward the Kegger.
I am not going in.
Oh, you're waiting.
When Fargrim's gonna head out, I'll be like, yo.
What?
I'm not doing this right now.
Why?
I'll just wait here. Go get them.
You just party.
I'm not. No, we got stuff to do. I'm not trying to get sucked into this. Someone needs to be a good influence right now, and I guess I'm the adult.
Well, that's why I'm saying I feel like you need to be the influence to pull us out, because I'm just going to go in there and then get distracted. No?
Don't you worry. Don't you worry, child.
Why are you telling me how unreliable you're going to be?
Because I'm a dwarf, and it's a party.
Oh my God.
Right. Bro, it's an EDM remix of Welcome to the Black Parade.
Okay.
Literally, you hear just like hundreds of voices all just like screaming the EDM remix of Black Parade from inside.
Oh, God. I'm gonna try to find them.
Okay.
The boys.
Ack on the ceiling still.
Ack is easy to find. Gregor and Quag just finished their dance battle and they're like
we're hugging it out.
Yeah, they're hugging it out, slapping the back. And then the Black Parade comes on and they're just
crying.
In arms, just crying and singing.
There's so much oil everywhere.
I just imagine their dance battle just being the choreography from Barbie when the Kens are dance battling. Yep, it's just that.
It's very similar.
We are Knuff.
Yep.
You have trouble walking because there's so much oil on the floor.
Yeah.
Looks like the mats at a jiu-jitsu gym on a hot summer day.
Oh, yeah.
Feeling so good.
The sweat and the oil pooling up.
Yup. So, you do find your way. I mean, Gregor's everybody like the guest of honor now. Here, so. Well, you assume they didn't already.
Yeah.
First of all.
What?
That's what all the lay on hands is for.
What, staff?
The staff infections. Yeah.
I'm imagining they're to the point where they've now busted out like cooking oil.
Crisco.
That's ran out of the holy oil.
Tons of it.
They're just actively blessing Crisco.
We're never running out. There's a booth where it's guys just hitting it real quick. Like, bro, get out there, get out
bitches
there.
With like the Pam spray. They're just like.
Go.
Fargrim, as you go in, you do see one of the younger paladins who's he's absolutely slosh. He's got like two little vials in each hand, just going, yeah.
How young? How young?
Like maybe 16. Like 20.
Oh my God.
That's just too fucking.
Oh my God.
So yeah, you now have some of the holy oil on you too.
It's the greatest party of all time.
That's why I'm not trying to go in there right now, dog. It's fucking messy as fuck. It's nasty.
I'm gonna look down and be like, thanks.
He's just like, yeah!
I would like to think.
Just scream back.
I'd kind of like to think, though, like,
Fargrim's super overstimulated right now because he's sober. He's just, what the fuck?
I kind of have that. If you going through the crowd, too, it's like when you see that shark swim through the minnows.
Yeah. Just this in the hair.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, we
fuck.
Can't see him, but we see the shark fin mohawk coming through the crowd.
Goes down for a second.
I've never been the sober one.
It's like
a crowd of drunken people. This is new for me. This is weird for me. I feel like I need to drink more.
There is ale everywhere.
I'm going to grab one, and I'm going to drink it so that way I can level out here.
You gotta level out.
And I'm going to go try to find Gregor.
Okay.
I think Ack has slipped off the ceiling, but then just pops back up there.
That's awesome.
Yeah, one of the paladins that's been like dancing under you for a while knows it's gonna happen. Just like catches you, just like yoinks you back up.
That's so dope. All right, so I'm gonna I'm just kind of weaving through the crowd, trying to look for our boy.
The Jaws theme song plays.
You do find him eventually. It's him and Quag and Julian and Odin and a couple others that you think. They seem to be, like, friends of Gregor's from his childhood. Just, like, arm in arm, just being like, I love you, bro. You're my best bro.
You don't get it, dude.
Gregor had friends?
Yeah. Not a lot.
Well, he couldn't see them. Some. You know? Like, he couldn't actually hang out with them, but they were there.
They were friends in his head.
Oh.
At least I'm safe inside my mind.
Oh, what's up, Farge? What's good?
Farge.
Good with
Farge. Farge in the house.
What's up, Blue Bud?
Regular's eyes are just all pupil.
Yo.
Just black.
What's up, man?
Farge in the house.
Yeah, just no whites even. It's just like
tweaked out of his mind.
Here's the deal, guys. We want to do stuff. And we want to know if you guys want to be in on that stuff or if you want to keep partying.
What stuff?
Farge in the house.
I guess we got to go to some, I don't know exactly what we're, we didn't really discuss it.
I said that I had found a book at the library that had a bunch of information on our dead guy.
Yeah, so Kronk got a book from the library and he wants to go back there to read more stuff.
Boo, books suck.
Dude, real.
Books are lame.
As you say that, several wolves are just like, woo!
Farge in the house.
And like the call that goes up around, like, Farge in the house. You hear like a little, who's Farge? I don't know, but he's in the house.
That's what we're going to do, dog. Check it out.
I'm just getting mad, like fucked up Rick Sanchez energy. From
it's time to,
I'm Pickle Rick.
It's time to lock in. But before we lock in, you're going to do a keg stand.
Keg stand. Keg stand.
Who's going to hold my feet, guys? I don't have
I'm
balance.
I'm
going to
hold your feet, dog. What are you talking about?
I'm going to hold his feet.
I'm going
to hold him.
You got to get on my feet, dude. All right.
You rock out this keg stand, we'll leave right now, dog.
Yo,
what's up?
I'll do a keg stand. I'm going to finish the whole keg right in front of your face.
Down
I'm
and
bet
one.
You well.
Down
I'm
and a, one.
I'm
bet you well.
I'm going to do the stand. I'm going to finish it right in front of your face. I'm going to do it right here.
Does he do
it?
They said I can't be a pilot. Keg
stand. Keg stand.
Give me
the constitution. They said I can't drink a keg.
They said I can't drink 70 beers.
Kronk's standing in the doorway.
They can't be a doctor.
This, like,
I warned you.
Bam, bam, bam. Bam, bam, bam.
Yeah, Kronk.
And tries getting the entire party to share going, keg stand. Keg stand. Keg stand.
Kronk outside, you hear Farge in the house. And then a couple of minutes later, you hear keg stand. Like everyone just like.
I hate it there. All
right. Do I have advantage on this?
It's like 9 in the morning. Like
I would say yeah.
Okay.
That scene in Old School. Frank the Tank. Frank the Tank.
I got a 17.
17. So Gregor has your legs. Ack also has your legs. He's not helping all that much.
I'm helping.
Quag's got you on the other stand. All of the paladins, like the music's still going and like there's still loud things, but like all of the paladins in the nearby vicinity are just watching this as
a hush
you
falls
drink.
Over the crowd.
You drink like 2/3 of the keg.
Oh my god.
That's, oh, that's so much.
Yeah.
Oh, it goes on no. for several minutes.
Yes.
Oh no.
Really, it just it gets like
oh, no.
awkwardly silent as like more and more people like my realize god. What's happening.
Everybody stops.
Yeah, like the music's playing, but everyone's just like watching this. Yeah, Kronk from outside or something.
Hell
like,
yeah.
No, music. Music.
The music is still going, but like all of the people, it just gets like.
There's no
quiet.
Cheering.
God damn it.
And then as he finishes. You let out a big burp, and then immediately cuts into Mortal Kombat! Bam, 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 bam.
And that is how we do it.
Yup.
Yeah. And now Fargrim is too drunk to remember what we were doing.
Nah, I feel like that's not even that much beer for him, dude.
Fargrim, I'm going to need a wisdom save.
Ain't no party like a dwarven body, because a dwarven body don't stop.
Can I get a wisdom save?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Test your might.
Wisdom 13.
Plus 2 to your save, dog. I'm right here.
Why didn't you give me that for the other one?
You weren't by me.
For the keg stand?
Oh, no, you didn't need it. You're good.
Just 15.
15. You start to, like, tweak a little bit. Like, you get, like, one flash of, like, let us know. And you're like, no, party, party. And you just go back to, like, you're good. You're fine.
Oh shit! So I'm
Farge in the house. Shit,
God, almost, like, dude, almost had a flare up. Dude.
Yeah.
Oh shit. Okay.
Almost, right. But like you were able to like focus on where you are and you're good.
Farge in the house.
Farge in the house.
Farge in the house.
Once again, the whole group of paladins is like, yeah, Farge in the house.
I just start picking people up and just like.
how long does Kronk wait outside before you intervene? Because right now
I said what we're doing.
I'm giving. definite I like 20 piece. Minutes.
Fart to the
yeah, like after the whole kegger thing and then that shit, I'm just like, all right. Is the door still open?
No, the guy did close it when you said you wanted to wait outside. Right. So it hasn't been open for 30 minutes.
Can we open the door, please?
Of course. Can you join in?
No. God, no.
The revelry. The friendship. The
I'm a telepath to Gregor.
So this is like the outer courtyard. Like you will need to like walk They're across inside. To the inner door.
I mean, you just need the letter of recommendation. Right.
I don't think you're gonna like Odin or something. Yeah.
No. I'll head in. Okay. Reluctantly.
Give me a Constitution saving throw.
Oh my God.
This is the 17. Rhythm of 17. The night.
Oh no.
Oh, yeah. It's like
even though it's 9 a.m.
of the two things that you were presented when this happens, it is not the one that was before. This is like feels very nice. You're vibing this a lot.
Oh hell yeah!
Kong in the house.
It's like you can't fight.
Kong in the house.
It's like a very pleasant tingling.
I'm just like just sitting there.
Kong popping Molly.
No. No
acid. You got some acid. Molly,
sweat. That's all I'm saying, like verbally. I'm just walking in and I'm just trying to dial in and focus. I'm just sitting here like no.
Text it.
No.
Let's go crunk.
One of the paladins that comes up in your face, like giving you a beer.
No.
Crunk in the house.
Crunk. Text it.
You just need the letter of recommendation so you can get that and get the fuck out.
No.
We got a party to attend to.
Is the high priest dude around?
The high priest dude is currently shirtless. Yeah. He's got like a headband on. He has his own like wolf cowl like over his shoulders. All
right, I'm gonna go to him. I'll be like, hey, excuse me.
He's like in the middle of howling.
Yo. I need a writ.
Son.
I need a writ for the library.
The library?
Yeah, I'm trying to go to the library. They said I need like some shit from you.
I'm gonna go up there. I'm gonna go up with him.
I'm sure someone told you the temple is currently shut down.
I'm literally here. We're in the temple.
Yes.
And we're shutting it down, brother!
I just something. You got like a little sigil thing. You got like a fucking... You want to give me some photo ID? Like, I don't know, hold man. Up. You want to give me like your favorite stick? Whatever the fuck they're going to let me in with?
Wait, Krunk. If we just bring Gregor, would they let us in?
Take I don't know. Hand
in if we bring Odin, would it be okay?
I'm not bringing Odin.
But he's
this guy's
cool.
Blasted out of his fucking mind. I'm not taking him to the library.
He's laying on hands.
He's cool though.
Vesemir is gonna like put up a hand. He's gonna walk over to the lay on hands corner. Come back to you a little bit more clear headed. What was it you needed?
Need something from you guys to take to the library to access the really old archive.
He's still covered in so much oil.
No, dude.
Why?
I'm doused.
Because I'm investigating the thing that you guys were doing downstairs while you're all fucking off.
The thing with the sword thing?
Oh, yeah. The corpse you guys wanted to speak to?
Yeah.
Gregor, come here.
Gregor.
I'm like doing research while you guys do this.
He's being lame.
Holy
yeah, I get that. But like while you guys are doing this, I'm going to go do that.
Oh yeah, hell yeah.
Because like...
Vesemir,
I can only get so much access without some fucking permission slip.
He likes books and reading.
This might actually be an Odin. We might need Odin.
Odin!
Odin
is currently doing his own keg stand.
Hell yeah!
Okay, so here's the deal. I'm just going to pull the book that I do have out of my pack. All right, here's what I got so far.
Books.
Can do your job and go read this, and I'm positive this will be helpful, but I'd like to go back to the library to access some of the other books so that I can try to verify that this information is accurate.
How'd you get this one?
From the library. I just couldn't access the like deepest parts of the library because I need a permission slip because it's too old.
I'm gonna walk up to Vesemir and be like, this is kind of his MO. He's very good at
our information guy.
I think we just need Odin because he lives here and Vesemir doesn't live here.
Odin, as the head of this temple, will probably have more clout than me. I think I would have the same issue as your friend here.
Okay. So this is what we're gonna do. Odin's gonna rip that keg stand real quick.
Hell yeah.
He's gonna hit the lay on hands corner, level out, and we'll get that slip.
It's gonna take an upper, even out.
Okay. Yeah, this does happen.
This is the real.
Listen up, buddy.
Owen comes over after having gotten laid on hands, but like, yes, my child.
After him gotten laid.
I'm currently trying to work on the saving the world portion of our job. Is there any chance that we could get back on track here?
Hold on.
He wants to go to the library.
The music just switched to Stranglehold by Ted Nugent, so I don't think anything productive is going to happen.
So, like, I got this book that says that the story that we have is wrong, but I would like access to the other records in the library in order to try and verify this information and do some references. However, I need a permission slip.
Where did you get the book from?
The library.
But you can't take books out of the library.
Sir, this is why I need the permission slip, because they're like working with me on this, unlike other folks.
He wants to get to the library.
And we're trying to, like, you know, save the world. So, like, maybe I could get more books if you just gave me a permission slip.
But you got this from the Altdorf Library.
Yes.
But the Altdorf Library, one of their key rules is that you're not allowed to bring books out of the library. So where did you get the book from?
You're not listening to me right now.
I am listening. You told me something that is not possible.
Yeah.
Well, it can't be impossible.
But wait. If they don't let books out, but you have the book, then yeah, how did you get the book here?
Because the book made an exception.
Oh.
I mean, I feel like we can easily resolve this by just asking the people at the library, be like, hey, you guys let them have this, right? And then they'd be like, yeah. And then we'd be like, all right, cool.
Yes.
I mean, Kronk wouldn't lie to us, so, like, I think...
This is verifiable. I've been at the library.
At this point, I would not have a reason to lie. I mean, Odin might be suspicious, but right. I mean...
Odin's
I mean,
a little suspicious. Yes. He's a little suspicious.
I think if we just give him the letter to the library, I think we can go back to partying.
They won't let me go down into the ancient stuff without further permissions from you guys.
I give
so
you
this
permission.
This is all that they were willing to work with me on without someone to vouch for me further to access the most ancient of tomes.
This book is at least 1,000 years old.
What tells you that? I don't know the age of the book.
I mean, magic. He's smart.
Magic man.
Okay. I mean, that's cool. But, like, what do you want me to say?
Roll deception.
Here? Okay. Oh. Let's see. 19.
Oh. He doesn't. He's going to accept it, but he's not happy about it. He will not write you a writ to the library, but he will go with you to the library.
Okay. Reasonable. Are you going to look at this one?
I
while
can.
While we're here? Okay. Because I don't know
Boobux.
If this, like...
He's, like, wiping his hands on, like, his pants because he's covered in oil.
Okay, I don't know what you guys found from talking to, like, the corpse.
Not much.
Not much.
Okay.
No.
Which is why I'm here with this.
He said his name wasn't Roland.
I don't know if this
Roland.
Is, like, concrete, because this contradicts a lot of information that we had learned previously about, like, the way that this story goes.
Would you like me to accompany you to the library, or would you like me to study this now?
If you could study it now, that'd be great.
All right.
So I guess books.
I mean, realistically, too, if we can get the information I feel like we need out of this book, what's the point of going to the library?
Well, yeah. But,
cross-referencing.
Well, that's what I was trying to do while everyone's partying. But, like, if there's a chance we can just get on with it, then we could just do that. But, like, if you guys want to keep doing your thing, then I've got time to kill. And I can just do more research, potentially. But, like, I mean, as great as this is for you guys, we are on a little bit of a time frame with, you know, like, the god of death.
Mm. Odin, sir, maybe you should just writ him the right so we can go back to partying.
Well, I mean, if you're willing to go with us,
yeah,
that's cool, too.
But I don't want to leave.
Well, you can
hey,
stay.
I mean, you can yeah, stay here if you want, but I feel like we need to... We've had our fun, but I feel we need to lock back in.
Are we on the bring the guy back train still?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I
Oh, that guy?
Yes.
Oh, so you're talking about he Odin going to the library.
No, bring the corpse back.
Oh, I don't want to.
I don't know
bring
what you
back.
Guys found out down there anyways.
His name wasn't Roland.
He was being cryptic.
Yeah.
And he said the guy got the sun god didn't like him, so he gave him the power to protect the swords.
I feel like I'm leaning more towards now, to be honest, that like we have the sword, so maybe we just let the dead stay dead.
I'm 100% on board with that.
Ack, where's your head at?
Consensus.
Kingston!
Okay, so we're ditching the corpse thing.
Okay.
We'll just keep the sword.
Yep.
Figure out what to do with it. I think it's more trouble than it's worth, yeah.
Okay.
If we're ditching the corpse, can I have one of his teeth?
I don't fucking care.
I don't
that
like.
Is not a question.
I kind of don't like that.
But
that's a dude, bro.
Okay. Well, I guess.
Do you like teeth?
This problem
what?
Has resolved itself.
I have a whole collection.
Right. Carry on, carry on.
Fuck it, run it.
Yay! Gregor said I can have his tooth.
Okay.
Ban in it.
Okay. I'll see you guys whenever y'all are done.
Do a keg stand.
Head back to the inn.
Do a keg stand first.
Probably go get some groceries later. Have fun.
I'm going to try to do something with this corpse that's sitting in my pantry.
What are you going to do with the corpse?
I'm going to ask Ogden if they could do some...
Ogden's very dead.
You got Ogden killed. You got Ogden brutally murdered.
That blood's on your hands.
I don't recall that.
That was on you.
Anyways, Odin, do you guys have some sort of like ritualistic fire burning of corpses type thing that you can do potentially to get rid of this? I don't know if he's good or if he's bad, but if he's bad, then I just want to get rid of the corpse so that way no one can bring him back.
He's kind of like getting back into the vibe of it. Thank you. Guys! Funeral!
Funeral! Can I have a tooth first, though? Can I try and sneak a tooth?
Roll me sleight of hand.
Tooth. Sleight of tooth.
That is a soft 20.
Yeah, while they're like preparing the body, you get a tooth.
So fucked up.
How is that anything different than anything I've ever done throughout this entire campaign? I have so many teeth in my inventory.
Yep. I didn't say it's
you
new.
Can't say anything. You murdered two innocent people yesterday.
Man, Kronk did, not me.
Yeah, this isn't me. This is Ack.
I know.
Ben doesn't collect
I'm
teeth.
Not
or does he?
You,
no.
But Ack.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Oh,
anyways, I am done in the temple now that is resolved.
Jenny.
I'm fucking out.
Yeah. I mean, okay, so we're on.
It almost hurts a little bit when you leave.
Kronk,
from this feeling nice. Being leaving.
Spicy. We like the pain.
What do I put in my inventory for this tooth?
That's the last
tooth from Kraken Man.
Kraken Man.
Tooth from Kraken Man.
Or however else you will remember it.
So now after that conversation, though, for me, it's like I'm coming out of a haze. Yeah. But maybe it's time to lock back in.
Well, you guys are about to have a drunk funeral, so that's going to be fun.
All right, cool. But
after the funeral.
Post-drunk funeral. Instead of going to the after party, we lock back in.
Okay.
Oh, do we have to?
Yes. We need to kill death.
That's fun in its own, guys. Doesn't it sound like fun? Guys?
Guys?
Drogram, you are like fun? So wasted right now.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You drank almost a full keg.
Ah, the meat.
Blasted his
okay.
No. Couldn't be me.
Funeral goes off without a hitch. A couple fireballs don't quite detonate where they're supposed to. No one gets hurt. It's fine.
The petunias.
The petunias.
My petunias. Oh, my God. My marigolds.
But you guys go back in afterward, after all the prayers are said. The smoke goes up. Everyone's like, the music stops, and it's like a very like silent, like peaceful, introspective moment.
Yeah, it keeps dancing.
It lasts for about 1 minute. Everyone goes back inside the party.
Are you ready for this? But after the funeral, I feel like, hey, man, we should probably just go sleep this off. and then get back to the task at hand.
Fine.
So I'm gonna walk up to. I'm gonna do the midnight goodbye, right? Where I'm just making my way around the room, be like, "Yo, what's up?"
It's gonna take another 3 hours.
Yeah, just after I get done dapping everybody up.
300 people.
Get done paying respects,
asking everybody about their parents,
being real as fuck, and then Vesemir, you know, basically getting permission to leave the rave, to take my leave to get
this
back.
This is your on party,
the path, brother.
This is for you. If you have accomplished and feel that we have done all we can to honor you, go on your path. When you are ready to leave, send word so that we may send
The task force.
Your brothers with you.
Yes.
Or to whatever location you need them to be at.
Got it.
I'm currently hugging Vesemir's leg.
I got it. I gotta peel him off.
And when I get the okay to come back to Middentime, I'm gonna come and say hi to you. I like you.
Blessing.
I like you, man.
All right, so we're gonna head back to the start making a right. What I'm gonna do is I'm going to put my helmet back on because I don't want to freak out the people.
You do notice that they did design your cowl to fit over your helmet, too.
Nice.
One more keg stand for the road?
Keg stand!
No. but what I am going to... So I'm going to put the helmet on, but I'm still going to rock, like... I'm going to basically no shirt, just like body glove. So like my plate and stuff, I'm just going to put like in my pack.
Yeah.
And walk back to the wettest.
It is all of everything you and now Fargrim and Ak have is just covered in oil and schmears of like glow in the dark stuff.
I think Gregor has Ak by the scruff and Ak does not stop dancing the entire walk home.
You smell
I like it here.
Like oil and sweat and stale beer.
And brotherhood.
Whole lot of brotherhood, dude. But I think we find Gordy, make our way back to the wet hole and probably sleep this off so I get like hit.
Gordon, as you guys get into the boat, it's very low in the water for all of three of you. Like, good time in the temple, huh?
The best.
It was great.
That was a good time.
Got some new swag, I see.
Yeah, some fresh drip.
Wonderful. Love to see it.
As we actually drip.
He's like, he sees it like on the boat. He's like, I'm about to do it. It's fine.
Flip him a gold.
Catches it. Yep. Wonderful. Back to the wettest hole.
Yes, sir.
Alrighty. So you're at the wettest hole. Are you upstairs resting? Are you down in the common room?
I'm just up in the room reading this book.
I thought you gave it to Odin.
No.
Oh.
I don't know. He said we were gonna, but then basically.
Yeah, I was like, if you're gonna, like, if you want to, then cool, we can do that. But, like, once everyone decided that, fuck it, we're not doing the body thing anymore, I'm just like, okay, then this is no longer relevant. Like, just throw it back in the bag. Now I'm just reading it for my own personal knowledge.
Yeah. It sounds like, from reading it, like, the early beginning is, like, him in, like, the beginning of his career, like, meeting Tristo, like, swearing an oath to, like, travel with him and help protect him and that they're going to do all these wonderful things together. And then... by the end, he starts to suspect that Tristo is starting to fall, that there's a seed of corruption in him, specifically to Khorne. He starts getting like
the blood god.
More and more violent. Like he gets like these rages that are hard to control, and he's been trying to kind of like calm him down. And like at one point, Tristo even retires on Roland's advice from adventuring, like puts the sword up. But that actually seems to make it worse. Mm-hmm. And that's
getting all the nails were biting. Mad.
The nails were biting.
Yeah.
Always.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you from downstairs hear the sound of metal banging on metal, little lizard feet dancing.
Mm-hmm. Just people going.
Yeah.
I'm going to make my way up to, I'm assuming, I'm just going to, we have not discussed this, we've not worked this out, but I'm just going to assume Kronk's room is also my room, so I'm just going to walk in. It's probably a two twin, right?
Yeah.
So you're on the
two,
other
two
twin.
Two queen,
hell yeah. Ooh. So you're on one bed, obviously. I'm just going to walk in, not really, I'm just sup, and then just like launch into the other bed, and then just start.
Nice.
Like immediately I'm out.
Reasonable.
Nice. You've been up for a while. Yeah.
Just gonna chuckle and keep reading the book.
Ak is gonna come in after him, continually going, tss, 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 and then he's gonna curl up on Gregor's chest like a cat, and then pass out.
Okay.
With Skald trotting in behind him.
Very nice. It's
very nice.
Hey, Fargrim.
Yes?
You want to swap rooms?
Why?
Because they're all passed out and snoring. Just asphyxiating.
You want to just come into my room?
Sure.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, yeah. All right, I'm going there. I'm just going to post up in bed.
Okay.
Fucking reading a book.
Cool.
Nice. I think that's a good place to end the episode today.
Okay.
Thank you to our listeners. I hope you had fun.
Always.
Thank you to our sponsors, VB Health, for all your supplement needs. And also to FanRoll for all your gaming needs.
Yes, sir.
They got some fun dice.
Some Gucci'd out fucking resin dice with some awesome little like gold flecks in there and like foil with some liquid core.
Bro, their dice are...
It's fucking badass.
They're pretty sick.
They're just dope.
It's awesome.
I like their metal dice.
I like their dinosaur dice. They're just like the one in the D4 is so small. He's so cute.
So yeah, if you want some gaming supplies, head on over there, check them out. They got tons of good stuff.
It's a spot.
Mm-hmm.
Got a discount code in the description.
Correct.
Yeah. Save you some money.
Click the link. Yeah. Use the discount codes. Get good.
Mm-hmm.
Get dois.
Thank you to our patrons.
Yeah. Throw it up.
You
throw
support
it up,
us.
Throw it up, Fig.
Thank
you. We like supporting you.
Yep.
Drop the droppers, the Drop Dice Legion, per se.
Appreciate you guys. Mm-hmm. Always.
Thank you so much.
Yay.
Hopefully you guys enjoyed.
Yeah.
All right. Catch you next time.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.